HGNS?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line for the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes.
Yes, we're just wondering if you had already found an attorney or if you were looking to participate today.
Well, I was looking for an attorney, but I don't have one.
Yeah, of course. Was it you that had taken the Depo Provera shots, or was it a loved one of yours?
Yes, it was me.
Okay. Did you take the Depo Provera shots for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay. And after taking the Depo Provera shots, what were you diagnosed with, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I was diagnosed December 8th, 2020. Complication of a brain tumor. It's called meningioma or something like that.
Menioma? Meningioma?
Something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. But you said it was menin?
Something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. And what body part did that affect?
My brain.
Okay. So for the diagnosis, you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain. Is that correct? Or was it a different diagnosis?
No, that was it.
That was it. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the lawsuit today?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and ask you a few questions here. But before we get started, I did just want to confirm if you, in terms of an attorney, you had not found one yet, right? You didn't sign documents or seek legal representation at any other law firm. Is that right?
No, not yet. No.
Okay. Got you. And you are currently a resident of the U.S. Is that right?
I'm inside the dentist's office.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's okay.
No, that's okay.
You are a resident of the U.S., is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have your first name here. Is that Adrena?
Yes.
Okay, and that would be Adriena. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And last name, Townsend, Townsend. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and best phone number, 908-644-6107. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and after you were diagnosed, well, I know you said that you were diagnosed, you said that was December of 2020, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you remember the exact day, or did you want me to put, like, the 1st, the 15th?
It was, like, the beginning, like, you could put probably, like, the 8th.
8th, okay, I'll go ahead and put December 8th of 2020, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
10/3/75.
Okay, and you said that was October 3rd of 1975?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by Depo Provera or not to your knowledge?
I mean, I know a lot of people that took it around the time I took it, but I don't know
what they were injured with. Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
That's okay. I appreciate you answering that question. And it was the name brand Depo Provera that you were using, right? Not the generic. It was the actual Depo Provera. Is that right?
Yes, it was the actual Depo Provera, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And I know that you had used it for quite a while. How many years would you estimate that you were using the Depo Provera?
I used it for about two years, yeah.
Okay, so you are able to confirm that you had at least 4 injections. Is that right, in a year?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And when would you say that you started using it, if you used it for 2 years?
Because you get it once every 3 months. You got to get it every 3 months.
Exactly, that's correct. Okay. What month and year did you want me to put for when you started using it?
I started in 2018, like the summertime.
The summertime? Okay. Did you want me to go ahead and just put June 1st as a rough estimate then of when you started?
Okay, you can do that.
Okay, perfect. And after 2 years, I'll just go ahead and put June 1st of 2020. Does that sound about right?
I'll say March.
March. Okay, March of 2020. Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put that in. I'll go ahead and start preparing your consent forms here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I can't hear you. Say that again.
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And besides Adrena Townsend, your first and last name, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last?
I really go by Adrena, but my name.
Okay, so just first and last, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and social, please.
137-628-360.
And that was 137-628-360. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I already have an email here for you, which is adrenatownsend@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And what's going to be the best address for you?
The best address for me, 904 HOBSON Court, Flemington, New Jersey. 08822.
Perfect. And is there a unit number or apartment number, or is it a house?
No, it's a complex, but that's the address.
That's the address. Okay, and I'll read that back to you, which is 904 Hobson Court, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now I'll go ahead and get into your Depo Provera use. Was the Depo Provera, the shots, was it administered to you by a doctor, medical staff, or did you inject yourself?
No. I got it from a doctor.
Okay, it was from the doctor. Okay, perfect. And I know you used it for about 2 years, and you know, averaging about 4 times a year. So that would be about 8 times that you had used it. Does that sound about right?
Well, every 3 months, 3, 6, 9, 12, yeah, because that's 3, 6, 9, 12, yep, four months a year, yep.
Perfect. So I'll go ahead and put 8, and do you remember the name of the doctor that had prescribed you the Depo Provera and the person that...
You got me counting on my fingers.
I know. I'm so sorry, but thank you for that.
Yes, my doctor is Carl Postigon.
Would you be able to spell the last name for me?
Postigone.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Okay, and did you see him specifically at his doctor's office, or was it an overall hospital or clinic?
No, I went to his office.
Okay, and would that have been the one in Sterling or in Florham Park?
Florham Park.
Florham Park. Okay, got it. Thank you. All right. Let me go ahead and put in their information here.
These people got their kids running on the chairs right here.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to find somewhere quiet.
and I appreciate you for doing that. And I promise it won't take too much longer here, okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, and then in terms of, so he was both a doctor that had administered the shots and prescribed you the shots, is that right?
Yes.
And did you only have the shots at his office, or did he ever prescribe them home so that you can do it yourself?
No, I didn't. At that time, I wasn't into like really doing shots on my own. I'm scared of needles.
Oh, no, I completely understand. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, and now we're going to go into a bit of information for the meningioma here. Do you recall how it was that you were diagnosed? Was it CT scan, MRI?
Well, when I went there to him, he ran some tests.
Okay.
A blood test, I had a CT scan, I had an MRI, and a biopsy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He drew blood from my arm, and then they took like a small incision on the brain to take some tissue out.
Oh, geez. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. I'll go ahead and put that here in our notes. Was that also Dr. Carl, or was that a different doctor that had actually diagnosed you with the meningioma?
No, that was Dr. Carl.
Dr. Carl. Okay. Got it. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay, and at any point besides the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other forms of cancer?
Oh my God, I don't know how to pronounce these words.
That's okay.
I had craniotomy surgery.
Okay.
That's what they opened up a little bit of my brain and removed the tumor.
Okay, gotcha. And that was in connection to the meningioma that you were diagnosed with, is that right?
Yes, the doctor that diagnosed me with that was Dr. Ambrosio.
Okay, gotcha. And was he also the same one that diagnosed you with the meningioma, or was that Dr. Carl?
No, that was Dr. Carl.
Okay, got it. Okay, and at any point, did either Dr. Carl or the other doctor diagnose you with any other forms of cancers?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure here. Okay. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that information in. Thank you. Okay, so you had a craniotomy. Okay, and in terms of the treatment, in terms of, you know, the surgery, was that by Dr. Carl or was that from the other doctor?
That was Dr. Ambrose. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
That's okay. Do you know how to spell it? I'll try to look him up.
A-M-B-R-O-S-I-O.
S-I-O. Okay, got it. And did you see...
He's the one that diagnosed me and treated me.
Okay, so Dr. Carl did not diagnose you with the meningitis.
No, Dr. Carl was my injecting doctor. He's the one that gave me the depot.
Right. Okay, gotcha. That's what I want to confirm. And then Dr. Ambrosio, did you see him in Verona, Lyndhurst, Old Bridge?
I seen him at the Valley Hospital.
Valley Hospital?
Mm-hmm, in Ridgewood.
Ridgewood. Okay, got it. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Let me go ahead and put the... Okay, so Dr. Ambrosio was the doctor that both diagnosed you and treated you for the meningioma. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that information in. And again, I appreciate you so much for, of course, sharing this information with me. I know it's not easy to, of course, bring all this up, okay?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, and it looks like he is in urology. And I have the phone number here. Okay, got it. Let me just wanted to make sure everything was correct here. Okay, Ridgewood, Anthony, okay. Okay, and I know that you must have been inpatient, especially when you had your craniotomy, the surgery. How many days would you estimate that you were hospitalized for inpatient?
I don't remember. I was a little groggy. Like, I had some of my side effects were like a little memory loss.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Would you say that you were there for just like maybe a couple of days then, like 2 or 3 days?
No, it could have been longer than that. Because after a major surgery like that, they don't just let you go out.
Okay. Would you say that you were there for at least a week?
Like I said, my memory was a little groggy.
Okay.
I would say a week.
Okay.
I wouldn't say less than a week because that was like major, something major.
Of course. And we're just gonna put an estimate here, so I'll just put about a week around. And when did you have your surgery? Was it still in December 2020 during this time, or was it well into the new year that you had the surgery?
I had the surgery December 21st.
December 21st. Okay, got it.
No, 2020.
2020. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And at Valley Hospital or at Dr. Ambrosio's office, they are going to have the medical records that show both the diagnosis and your treatment. Is that correct?
They should.
Okay, so they are going to have it, right?
They should have it. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, I think I had got my records from there. I think they're in my storage.
Okay, gotcha. As long as they have it, that's going to be perfectly fine. And by chance, would you happen to have access to your MyChart login, like an online access to your medical records, or not that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Okay, perfectly fine. And last thing here is I will just need an emergency contact. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is just so that in case this number for some reason gets disconnected, which is like having a second phone number on file.
Okay, 908.
Okay.
297.
Okay.
8831.
8831, perfect. And is that a family member or a friend?
No, that's my husband's number.
Okay, gotcha. And what's your husband's first name?
Adam, A-D-A-M.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get these consent forms drafted up for us. In the meantime, while we go ahead and do that, are you able to put me on the speakerphone?
Am I able to put you on speaker?
Yes. It's just temporarily, just so that you're able to look at your phone while we're still on the call, unless you have like a headset in.
Okay. No, I got you.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I am about to send you over a text message and an email with the forms. But before I do so, I just want to confirm the following information. You are confirming that you are Adrena Townsend at 904 Hobson Court, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. Is that correct? You are looking to participate in the Depo Provera case today. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I did remind you at the beginning of this phone call that the phone call is being recorded. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent this over. You are going to see a text message or email notification for this. Whenever it does pop up, just go ahead and click on the notification.
Okay.
Okay. And then I can kind of just walk you through it. If you could just let me know what page you're on, or if you're familiar with this, you can just, you know, go through the pages yourself. Up to you.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, yes, can you still hear me? Hello? Hello, Adrena?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Adrena, can you hear me?
Yes, I was getting another call.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay,
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. We are almost done here, so, you know, as soon as we are finished with these forms, you can go ahead and return back the phone call. But I appreciate, you know, you taking the time to do this with me today.
Do you agree to receive
SMS messages? Yes, it's just asking if it's okay for us to text you with updates on your case. Go ahead and click yes. The next one is a security check. They are just asking for you to confirm if that email is accurate. Go ahead and click continue.
Okay.
And then right where it says I agree to electronic signature, do you see that little box?
Okay, so if I agree to the signatures, am I going to see what I'm signing first? I'm not going to just sign.
Yes, this is just the agreement, just so that you are aware that the next page is going to be the electronic signature. So once you click on that and click continue, then you'll be able to actually see the document. You haven't signed it yet.
No, I didn't sign anything because I don't know what I'm signing.
Exactly, which is why you just need to click on that box and then click continue, and then you'll see that document. So right there, the document that you see, it should say at the very top, the retainer for the Depo Provera case. So you can go ahead and take a look at it. Let me know what questions you have, okay? And when you are ready to sign, go ahead and just let me know. But take your time with this.
Okay, now do I have to sign this now? Can I read over it?
Yeah, of course you can. As of right now, though, in order for the attorneys to actually start your case, they are requiring that the consent forms be signed. So what we can do, I know that you're out right now, because we can schedule a time once you want to go over the what you're looking at now, and then I can call you back if that works better for you.
Right. That's fine. We can go over it. I don't want to sign anything yet.
Okay, that's completely fine. I do want to let you know there are no costs to this doing this at all. But of course, you can take the time to read over the pages. And since we are on the phone call, I can actually just go through with you line by line, just if you're not sure about anything or any questions that pop up now, I can go over it with you. And then you can, you know, take your time to decide if you want to do this, and then we can go from there. Would that work?
Okay.
Okay, so we can go through this. Do you see at the very top where it says Ben Martin Law Group?
Yes.
So that is going to be the law firm that is going to be fully assisting you. What this is a contract basically just stating that you are now going to be signed up with them specifically for the Depo Provera case. So if you have other lawsuits that you're going through, other similar types of class actions, that is completely okay. You're just acknowledging that for Depo Provera, you are signing up specifically with Ben Martin Law Group and their co-counsel, Ted B. Lyon.
Okay.
So that's what the main thing is over here. In terms of attorney fees, what they're just letting you know is that, of course, if there is a successful compensation, at that point, they are going to go over what their fee cuts are. But in terms of fees that you would be paying up front, there are no fees. At any point, no one is actually going to be asking you for a credit card, a debit card, any bank account information, because that is, you know, what this lawsuit is not about. It's not about you giving money up front or paying an attorney every month. This is only if you win. So let's say, you know, for whatever reason that there is no settlement, all of the fees that the attorneys put into your case, and whether it be months and months, they're not going to charge you even a single penny. And that's what this part of the contract is reiterating, that this is simply for them if there is a successful settlement, that's the case. But if not, you're not liable for any fees to pay them back.
Okay.
Yep, and that's basically what that is. And then if you go into the next page, which is just a signature page for them, of course, because this is also for your protection as well, that what is evidence here, they are also signing and acknowledging it once they do get your paperwork to understand that if there is no settlement, they cannot charge you that. So that's for your protection. And then the next one, what that page is for the medical records, which, you know, like we said, we are going to be collecting on your behalf your medical records. So they'll be able to do the work and do all that for you so that you don't have to go out of your way and collect your medical records. And again, these things do cost money, the medical records, the billing records. But again, even if they don't get you a successful case, they won't be charging you for all these fees. So they will take it upon themselves to just comp you out these fees for your records, okay?
Okay.
And that's basically it for the gist. Were there any questions you had about what we had just gone over?
No, I'm just going to take my time and read it.
Okay.
Okay, so should I call you back at this number, or?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were reading it right now.
Oh, this is a lot to read. I can't read four pages of four pages. Well, actually, two.
Okay. So I actually texted you a couple minutes ago. It says Hannah and then Depo Prevera. Do you see that text message?
Hold on. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So actually, you can actually call me back at that number once you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if I don't hear back from you, at what time should I call you back?
Yeah, I'm about to say, just give me another, just give me a couple of minutes. Well, I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm at the dentist right now, but I
yeah, no worries. No worries. Okay. Just call me back whenever you're ready. If not, I'll just text you. And then you just let me know whenever you're ready. Okay.
Okay.
And yep, and then if not, I'll just reach out to you later. Again, I'm sorry to hear about what you've gone through, but we really do hope that we are able to assist you in getting some justice here for your Depo Prevera case. Okay, Adrena?
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a good rest of your day then. And good luck at the dentist. I know it can be rough sometimes, so good luck.
Thank you.
Yep, I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.